This is Ozarks at Large. Here's a term that hasn't been used much lately, live audience. The pandemic has put a halt to so many arts and cultural events. That means some arts and culture nonprofits are suffering. The Regional Arts Service Organization at the Northwest Arkansas Council is opening an application process to provide grants for nonprofit arts and culture organizations in Northwest Arkansas. This morning, we reached Allison Esposito, Executive Director of the Regional Arts Service Organization. She says important arts and culture institutions are affected by this slowdown of public life.
They are many of them reliant on the public and in convening people in public for events and programs and shows and exhibitions. And so the loss of the income from those events, as well as, really needing to rethink how they do business and how they engage with audiences has been really a very big deal. And I would say at the artist and creative level, it goes even one step further to say those that work in a sort of gig economy way have had not only loss of income, but, loss of future income and are, I think, some of the most vulnerable in arts and culture community.
So arts and culture nonprofits that have been affected have a chance now to rise, I guess, if they can, to this challenge through some grants that they can apply for, some bridge loans, correct?
Yeah, I'm very excited to announce that yesterday the Regional Arts Service Organization, which we're standing up here under the auspices of the Northwest Arkansas Council, was able to announce an open fund. The deadline for application is April 30th, and the funding will be grants between $10,000 and $50,000 per organization for transition and long-term planning to add some runway to prepare for what's next.
That's so important. What's next? And the long-term planning. I know in the release that came out yesterday announcing the application process, part of this is thinking about developing new business models, paradigms. What is next? And I imagine it's unanimous. No one wishes this would have happened, but there is now a chance to think, what does come next? And that's an interesting way to look at it, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I really see it as the silver lining of all of this across the board in arts and culture and in many other spaces. I think the systems of supporting our arts and culture organizations nationally have been broken for a while, and this is a chance to sort of revise and think about them. It's also, this particular grant program is a challenge for our arts and culture organizations to sort of rise to the occasion, to see this time of incredible struggle and challenge as an opportunity to reimagine their future, to reconnect with their community and their work, to rejuvenate their work, to really think about what their audiences need. And there's a chance to come out of this stronger, better, more equitable, and more stable. And so these dollars are really intended to be the first step in supporting our small to mid-sized organizations, many of which touch our most vulnerable communities, to really do some of that work and emerge, stronger and aligned with community need right now.
Deadline is at 5 p.m. on April 30th. That's a Thursday. What do nonprofit arts and culture organizations that wish to apply, what steps do they take?
Yeah, it's an open application. And if you meet the basic criteria, which are, that you need to be an organization that operates under about $3 million, as well as being in and doing your work primarily in Benton, Washington counties and a few other things, you can submit an application through our online system, and we're really welcoming and pushing everyone to apply. And then there will be a panel reviewing applications and turning the decisions around very quickly. We're planning to get notifications out May 8th through 15th and funding shortly thereafter. So very quick and tight turnaround on this. As a new organization, and myself as a newer resident of Northwest Arkansas, I'm looking forward to learning about the work of many of our organizations that I have not yet met through this process, and also understanding how we can best serve the field here, not just through this program, but through the other programs and work we plan to develop in the coming years.
And just speaking personally, it's been, I think, 5 weeks since I've been in a theater seat or in a gallery or seen any live music, really, and we miss it. I mean, whether we create the arts or not, it's a part of Northwest Arkansas that we're missing right now.
I firmly believe that the arts are the critical fabric of our communities. They are the sort of voice of our culture and the opportunity to capture how folks are feeling right now, to connect folks, even in a virtual way, to other people that are experiencing exactly what we're all going through right now is critical for our emotional and mental health, and for the stability and ongoing growth of our community. So, you know, I am a steadfast advocate for arts and culture, not as a nice to have, but as a necessary, and, you know, we'll continue to sort of be that in these times. And I think, you know, the opportunity here is for the organizations to let us know where they're at and what would be most helpful to them. The dollars can be used not just for administrative or organizational, you know, considerations and thinking, but also for the creative. A lot of our organizations and creatives are really trying to figure out how to change the way that they're working to resonate in an online space, knowing that this is going to be the future for the short and probably long term.
Allison Esposito, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for the interview, Kyle. Take care.
And you take care as well. Thank you. Allison Esposito is Executive Director of the Regional Arts Service Organization at the Northwest Arkansas Council. Deadline to apply for the grants, April 30th at 5 p.m. Details can be found at nwacouncil.org.